Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:07, down 4 1/4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7:43, down 1 1/4 on the open. December, 7:64, down 2 3/4. March, 7:89, and that was down 1 3/4. July, 8:17, down 1 3/4 on the open. September corn opened at 5:48, down 5 on the open. December, 5:64, down 5 1/4. March, 5:82 1/2, down 5 1/2. May, 5:93 3/4, down 5 1/2. September, $6 1/2, down 8. December, $6 down 6. March of 2010, 6:08, down 9 on the open. November beans opened at 12:84, down 14 1/2 on the open. January, $13 down 15 1/2. March, $13.12 down 15 3/4. May, $13.20 down 15 1/2. July, $13.25 down 18 1/2. November of 2009, $12.64 down 19 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 358.80, down 6.10 on the open. October, 349 down 660. September soybean oil opened at 51.45, down 58 on the open. October, 51.70 down 59. October live cattle open at 103.57 1/2, down 17 1/2 on the open. September, 111.80, up 2 1/2 on the feeders. October, the lean hogs, 69.85, up 30. And February bellies, 92.75, unchanged on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Join us tomorrow night at the First Bank in Manhattan for another one of our free AM 580 agricultural panels. Tomorrow, September 4th, with the meeting getting underway at 7. On the panel will be Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and this man, Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
And Manhattan's a wonderful community, and I know we'll have a great time up there.
Yes, we indeed will. They are very much looking forward to hearing from our stable of analysts, including yourself, Paul, about the markets heading into the harvest. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace. And it appears to me this week, at least thus far, the macros have been in charge. The higher U.S. dollar, well reported. The lower crude oil, also well reported. And I guess the question I have for you is, to what degree have traders begun to price in what most people believe are going to be bullish fundamentals on the report next week? And if they haven't done much of that, what time do they turn their attention to it?
Yeah. Well, there's two big news items. Of course, F.C. Stone came out yesterday afternoon with a 153.5 bushel per acre corn crop and a 41 bushel bean crop. The corn was a bushel and a half lower, and the bean number was approximately a half a bushel higher. Also, yesterday afternoon, Osprey, the big trading firm, I think, in Omaha, they basically, their value dropped to 38% of value of net assets, a loss of that much, and so they liquidated their firm. They're the firm, of course, that that bought ConAgra, you know, a very large grain company in the United States, and they lost a lot of money in energy and copper and natural gas, and they have been very successful. They had a big partner called Goldman Sachs. It's creating a couple things. You know, have they liquidated everything? My guess is yes. It's sort of like, is there more out there that we have to call the auction truck on? What's the real values of commodities? Is energy going to stabilize and when? And, of course, I'll borrow my old friend T-Bone Pickens' idea that if it gets below 100, OPEC will slow production down. And I always am reminded, you know, in this win-loss situation of one of our founders, a very successful grain owner in the state of Illinois, said, Mr. Tabor, who said anybody can make a million, it's the smart guy that can hold on to it.
So if crude oil is doing as you suggest, any reason to believe that the traders at the Board of Trade on the grain floor are more inclined to sell rallies at this point?
Well, that's true. And, of course, the Sparks Informer people have basically gone on record that they've before the report they put out in their daily letter that they flew into Indianapolis, took a car throughout the Midwest, and they see the corn crop and bean crop is very lush. And as a result of that, the next private report people will be looking at is Informa, and they think that probably the crop is a lot better than it is. My hunch is that there's a little fluff in these numbers, in FC Stone numbers, both on corn and soybeans. We are going to get probably a pretty good rain in Missouri and Illinois. But a big part of Indiana and Ohio is not going to get much rain, and part of probably the west northwest part of Illinois not getting very much of rain. So there's going to be some areas that aren't going to be blessed. We are seeing a crop that is maturing. But in the meantime, there is this scare in the marketplace, and we have to kind of wait and wade through all this scare tactics about just how low prices need to go and before everybody is liquidated out of the marketplace.
What's your sense of how low we do need to go then?
Well, I don't think a lot is my general impression. I think the farmer is going to be a strong holder. I think he's going to be a strong holder. I think he has sold a lot of corn and soybeans. And there will be a tremendous buying opportunity. And also there's going to be traders that fill the vacuums and buyers and players that are going to fill the vacuum, probably not to the extent that we've seen in the past, because risk money is going to play a little slower or a better game.
Did appear yesterday that there was some bottom takers in corn.
What was your question again, David?
I said, did it appear to you yesterday that there were some bottom takers in corn?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think that there was some players, you know, that there were buyers in the marketplace. Yes, yes, definitely.
So are you suggesting then that because there seems to be a real debate among our analysts that we might not get all the way down to a test of the August 12th low, where we did that spike at 504.5?
No, I don't think we'll go into that kind of a low at this time.
And in the beans?
The beans, I don't think we'll hit the lows either.
Okay. Well, then what are you looking for that will suggest to you now's the time to get back in and buy?
Yeah. Well, I think that we are going to have to see the USDA's crop production report. I think that's going to be a very important report, and I hope they went out and did their homework. My general impression is that we will be looking at a production number at 151 to 152 area, and I think we will see a bean number closer to 40 when it's all said and done. So these will be able to support the market in time. Also, I think that, you know, historically, commodity markets and stock markets don't do very good either during the week of the Democrat or Republican conventions. It's kind of a dull time. You know, the financial community is kind of waiting and watching to see what develops and who is the front runner in those you know, after those elections. I mean, conventions.
If USDA comes out with numbers bigger than the August report, will the trade immediately discount them?
It'll be a shocker if it happens.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. December wheat at 8.11 now, down a quarter at the Board of Trade. September at 7.44 and a quarter unchanged. December 7.69 up 2 and a quarter. September corn 5.39 down 14. December 5.56 down 13 and a quarter. September beans 13.01 and a half. Not trading at the moment. The Novies at 12.48 down 50 and one half. September soybean meal 3.51 down 13.90. September soybean oil at 50.65. It's down 1.38. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.